That was Part Past, Part Fiction from The Chills, from their 1990 record, Submarine Bells. Me and Dave here on Revolution Rock, celebrating the legacy of The Chills and commemorating Martin Phillips, the singer and founder of the group, who passed away 2 weeks ago at the age of 61. Just going through a lot of the discography of this group and just talking about how wonderful they are.
Yeah, really unique lyrics, and as we mentioned earlier, they are dark, but they're also witty and humorous at times. And he just had a different take on things, and it stayed that way. He always challenged, I think he was always just kind of like his lyrics. He was always kind of just fascinated by everything around him. So, you know, it kind of leaked into the song, so to speak.
Yeah, and which is very appropriate for the song we heard right before that. We heard Rain.
Yeah, Rain from the album Brave Words, which originally was released in 1987, and it was technically their first proper debut album.
It was their debut record, yeah.
Because Kaleidoscope was a compilation, although many people assume it's their first record, because it is so good, but it was made up of singles put out over several years. But Brave Words was like one of the albums, like after they had those singles and people were kind of paying attention to them in the U.S. on college radio, this was the album that came out where people were like, yes, this band is really cool. And it was the beginning of a little short period of time where they were catching on in the underground. Yeah, all over.
They were on the upswing for sure, and then that would be followed up with their 1990 record, Submarine Bells, which, as we talked about, was a huge success. And there was also a reissue campaign as well, because, you know, there was this newfangled technology in the late 80s called compact discs. So a lot of albums were reissued with additional bonus material, as was their initial release, this compilation, Kaleidoscope World. And on the CD edition, there was quite a few songs added to it, including this one, I Love My Leather Jacket. As we talked about, this was a bit of a tribute to a former musician within the Chills that had passed away from leukemia, who bequeathed his leather jacket to Martin Phillips. And the song is both like, you know, it's a tongue-in-cheek homage to kind of the bad boy image of wearing a leather jacket in a rock band, while at the same time, a loving tribute to his fallen bandmate.
Yeah, really, really great song. And again, as I mentioned, a favorite amongst Chills fans. And then we started off with the title track from the compilation album of the same name, Kaleidoscope World. They had that psychedelia mixing through their music often as well. We talked a bit about the sounds that were in Pink Frost. It was definitely in there, but also this one as well.
No, for sure. And with that said, that's our tribute to Martin Phillips and the Chills. A huge discography, so check it out if you have a chance to. We don't have that much time left in the program, about 20 minutes left. Mark Hazebon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program at 9, but we still have a bit of music to get to, including this new release from Carson McCone.
Yeah, Carson McCone is a recent Canadian transplant. She's the partner of Daniel Romano and plays in The Outfit, but also has been releasing music on her own prior to this. And she's a great musician, originally from I think, Austin, Texas. But anyways, she put out a new covers EP, and it was recorded with Daniel and Ian Romano and members of a few other bands associated with kind of the current indie Canadian music scene. I believe, you know, I don't have the list of the other members here, but really cool kind of compilation of different types of cover songs, and I was really surprised to see this one, The American Ruse by MC5. And to be honest, it sounds pretty great. I'm not sure why I would think otherwise, but it's just because they do a lot of country type stuff,
including Conway Twitty, as you told
me, on this EP. So maybe they're getting more rock, you know?
You know what? Let's hear what they sound like getting more rock as we hear this version of American Ruse here on Revolution Rock.
Just
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating throughout Canada on several different stations. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelsier. And we just came back there from some new stuff out of Amsterdam, actually.
Ooh, they're an Amsterdamian band. That's actually not what you call people from Amsterdam, just so you know.
It's not?
Yes, it's true.
What do you call them?
Well, we call them the Anomalies.
No, aren't they Amsterdamians?
Anyway, we heard from the
I think it's the Anomalies.
Anomalies. I think it's pronounced Anomalies. Just so everyone knows why we're having this contentious argument, it's spelled A-N-O-M-A-Y-L-S. And however you pronounce this band's name, they have a new album out. It is titled Down in the Hole. And we did play something from this a little while ago, but we played another song from it just now, On My Way.
I should also say that this is an advanced release because it comes out in September.
Well, lucky us.
Yeah, so we just heard On My Way. And prior to that, we heard brand new music from Dion Lunadin's latest Memory Burn, kind of like a mini album he just put out at the end of July. We heard the song called Out in My World. Prior to that, we heard music from Blacktop, a very short-lived band featuring Mick Collins of the Gorries. It's the band he formed after the Gorries. Mm-hmm. You can get their entire collection of music on this compilation album called I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. And it was released in 2003, while the songs actually came out in the mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm. We heard the song Confusion, and we started off that set with a new recording from an EP called Odes by Carson McCone. As mentioned, she's a member of Daniel Romano's Outfit, but also an artist on her own, and quite a good one at that. This is a new collection of covers that she recorded with members of the Outfit, including Daniel and Ian Romano, and a few other musicians as well. We heard their version of The American Ruse, originally by the MC5.
And just as a little foreshadowing, you might expect to hear another cover next week of the MC5, as we pay tribute to a musician that you may not associate with being a fan of that group, as well as many other great songs that you can expect to hear on next week's edition of Revolution Rock, primarily focusing on a show that's going to take place at the Meteor Lounge that same day, which is going to feature a band that we actually interviewed prior a few months going back, when we talked to Madeline Link of PAX.
In March, we spoke with Madeline, and we did an entire show of PAX and PAX-related recordings. Anyways, their latest release, Melt the Honey, is quite good. You've heard it many times on this program, and we're going to hear a couple more tracks from PAX next week. The show is August 17th at Meteor. It also features a few Windsor bands opening, Heavenly Sweetheart and Bitters were added to the bill. Really cool stuff. I highly recommend that you go check that out next week here if you're in the Windsor, Detroit area. But coming up next to end out the show, we're going to hear another new release. And this is one we've been waiting for a while. They only put out one single. Usually bands put out a couple before the album came out. But alas, there was only one until the album came out.
And it was just one single song.
Yeah, there's only...
That's not true at all.
No. The band Dog Day, based out of Halifax, features Seth A. Smith, who's also quite a good filmmaker, and also Nancy Ulrich, who's also involved in the group, who also helps with the film stuff as well. Brand new album called T-Shirt with Writing on It, which just came out.
It's my favorite type of T-shirt, actually.
Yeah, you know, if it has writing on it, you have something to read.
Exactly. That way, if you're bored on the bus, just go like, oh, look at that.
Or even if you're bored in real life.
Yeah, the bus isn't real life?
Sometimes, no.
With that explanation, we're going to hear a new song from Dog Day called Bordering, and that is a new album out now.
Yes.
And if we have time, maybe we'll squeeze in one more song from The Chills, but otherwise, you've been listening to David and Adam, and this has been Revolution Rock.